Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, bunches.
Hola. All right, Patrick, you understand how this here game is played.
I've heard it before.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories, and today we offer you Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. We have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
I think I want to go with Seriously.
Wendy's founder Dave Thomas, probably rolling in his grave, but a couple of weeks ago, a 25-year-old man in Kentucky named Manja James Wooten got into an argument. Seriously, it is Manja, which means eat. He got into an argument with Wendy's employees. Now, it started at the drive-thru, and Manja was furious with something about his food order. Well, things got heated, and Manja walked into the restaurant, pulled a gun, and fired a shot. Now, a female Wendy's worker pulled out her own gun and returned fire. Now, Manja, he started unloading his clip. He shot one Wendy's employee in the ass, also shot the woman that he was actually with because she'd gone into the restaurant with him. Now, it sounds like both women will, in fact, be okay. Meanwhile, the Wendy's worker with the gun, she's in a legal mess of her own because she was on felony probation at the time and was not allowed to own a gun. Anyway, what was the minor issue that led to this shoot 'em up nonsense at a Wendy's? Was it forgotten dipping sauce? Was it a missing Frosty? Was it cold French fries? Or was it cold chili? So, forgotten dipping sauce, missing Frosty, cold fries, or cold chili?
Well, the whole thing I was thinking is got the order wrong. But
they got the order right. There's just something about the order they didn't like.
I say someone was cold. I'm going to say cold chili.
And where'd you say it was again? 25-year-old dude in
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I just like that he.
Oh, choice number two again.
Choice number two.
That was a missing Frosty.
Oh, missing Frosty. Missing Frosty, correct.
I want to go with cold chili. What do you guys think?
Patrick, I'm going forgotten dipping sauce. Simply because we had a story about Raising Cane's, and there was a similar issue. So I'm going to go dipping sauce means a lot to people.
Right, but in that case, that was a Raising Cane's. Cane's is known for their sauce.
All right.
Whereas I feel like Wendy's is known for that Frosty.
All right.
So I'm going to say there's a missing Frosty. Grab the gap.
Okay. What was this argument about? A forgotten dipping sauce, missing Frosty, cold fries, or cold chili? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is a seriously out profile this. What is the petty argument that caused all the craziness? Well, we go to Kentucky. Man, I got into an argument with a Wendy's employee. I guess he was in the drive-thru.
Yes.
Worked his way inside with whoever he was with. Pulled out a gun. Actually shot a Wendy's employee in the ass.
Well, I don't know if he aimed. I don't know if his first shot was aimed at anyone. But he at least fired a shot. Maybe into the ceiling. Not understanding that he's in Kentucky and how fast food workers go. One of the Wendy's employees is like, I got a gun, bitch. Let's go. But she fired at his ass. Then he unloaded, managed to hit, I don't know if it was her or another employee in the ass, but also ended up shooting the chick he was
correct
with.
So what was the argument about? Was it about a forgotten dipping sauce, a missing Frosty, cold fries, or cold chili?
And Patrick, that is the very question that we posed to you. Very important question. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went the dipping sauce.
I guess you're right, Jed.
It was not the dipping sauce. But E. Ted Smith, you went with the Frosty.
Yep. One the Frosty.
Very important.
Not a Frosty. Patrick, you went with the chili.
Okay.
Sorry. Cold fries.
Cold fries.
Cold fries.
I would be a little angry about cold fries, too.
Not people that got shot.
You're going to shoot somebody?
I mean, it's Kentucky. What would you do?
I'd ask them to give me a new order.
Could do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a buddy get stabbed once when he bitched about how long the sandwich took. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Thank you, Mike. Just dawned on me. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert.
Colbert.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Each right through the title, these guys have teams of talented writers coming with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original? What just dawned on?
Nothing.
Oh.
TV star and now podcaster Tori Spelling has been talking more about her personal life on her podcast.
Yay.
And recently revealed the biggest star she's had sex with in what? This is crazy. It was the sun.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, you.
That is me.
That is so stupid.
She has a podcast now.
She does.
Oh, Lord.
I almost put Nepo Baby, and then I was like, you could definitely tell none of the late night guys would call her Nepo Baby.
No.
A woman is in court for aggressively farting at her boyfriend's ex. She would pass gas by putting the camera on her bottom and passing the gas and admit it to sending the videos of her breaking wind to her boyfriend's ex over Christmas. Inspired, no doubt, by the classic Christmas carol, Silent But Deadly Night.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Yeah, it's Colbert.
A woman is in court for aggressively farting at her boyfriend's ex. She would pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas and admitted to sending videos of her breaking wind to her boyfriend's ex over Christmas. Oh. Inspired, no doubt, by the beloved Christmas carol, Silent But Deadly Night.
In China, a woman ate a gold engagement ring her boyfriend hid inside of a cake. The event has already inspired a new Netflix show, Is It Ring?
I'm going to go Colbert.
Yeah, me too.
Fallon.
A woman in China accidentally ate a gold engagement ring that her boyfriend hid for her in a cake. The event already inspired a new Netflix series, Is It Ring?
Have you guys watched Is It Cake?
Oh, is that what I didn't get the joke.
There's a whole series where they just make amazing like boxes and stuff like that. And you got to just look at it and guess if it's cake or not. It sounds stupid. It is incredibly hard.
You would
be shocked when they can make into a cake with fondant.
Fondant.
Fondant. I like to call it fondant. There's one of them cool cakes. Is that fondant?
It sure is.
According to a new study, the most popular cheese in New Jersey is mozzarella. Well, yeah, it's Jersey. It's also the most popular vegetable.
Ah, Seth. Yes, Seth.
That is Seth.
According to a new survey, the most popular cheese in New Jersey is mozzarella. I mean, yeah, it's Jersey. It's also the most popular vegetable.
I don't think anybody really had to do a study on that.
That or provolone, probably.
Yeah, mozzarella. But I mean,
well, pizza is the big one. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know, be like, hey, in Wisconsin, they like cheddar.
They like cheese at all.
Yeah. All right, you guys all enjoyed Stranger Things, correct?
Yes, watched indeed. 1 year.
Same. All right, Miles didn't enjoy it.
I'm on it.
It was fine.
About saying I'm on it, you know, their last episode 3 years ago, whatever the hell it was, but I will go back.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids are like this.
The buyer's house from season 4 of Stranger Things just hit the market. That's the one with, in California that Will and his family and 11 move to from Hawkins, Indiana. Only the house is not in California. Mike, guess where it is?
Hawkins, Indiana.
Nope, picking you specifically.
Pick Enumclaw.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, nice.
That was a Breaking Bad reference.
Yes, it was. My bad.
The house, basically, they used it for interior and exterior shots. $675,000 has four bedrooms, four bathrooms, a backyard pond, and a finished basement.
They must have in Seattle, that would be $1.8 million.
They must have just based on Breaking Bad, just Hollywood there for certain things.
I guarantee
Baltimore was that way, Vancouver is that way.
Man.
Yeah, correct. They must have. You know, guys who can do lighting and all that stuff and just stagehands.
Some of it's also just taxes.
Right. I was going to say, it's all taxes, right?
Yeah.
So I can bring my stagehands from anywhere. If I save that much on taxes, I can afford to fly my guys in, right? My tech crew to do what they've got to do. So it's one of the things that helped Vancouver. They got smart and said, look, dude, everything that's, quote, New York City or Seattle or Los Angeles, they will film here because it's never the skyline, right? You get your...
Baltimore.
Basic shots of the sky. Baltimore.
Was old New York, old Philly, old England.
Old France.
Yeah.
Believe it. I mean, and honestly, but you saved, like, we can go to Baltimore, and it's one area called Mount Vernon, and I want to say they filmed two or three movies there that are period pieces in France, like around the French Revolution, early 1800s. But you wouldn't know, because they don't pull back the camera.
Probably could do that with Ellicott City, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Annapolis.
We're in Dutchland.
Annapolis, they did it for Unsolved Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brick street.
Right, well, that was the whole thing with, like, Clint Eastwood and what they called the spaghetti westerns, was it was cheaper to film them over in Italy.
Italy, yeah.
Yeah. I also saw a whole special where there's, like, towns in, I want to say, Wyoming that were built for westerns, but nobody really lived there.
Correct.
So you could still kind of go find them. So it's like, I don't know, they're like, does this count as a ghost town?
They're a storefront without really a building behind them or whatever.
No, they would build full structures.
Oh, really?
So people were like, ooh, a ghost town. And it's like, it's not really a ghost town because nobody lived here and left
right.
it.
It's
they just
ghost
used
town.
It for filming.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you can go check that out. I've been watching American Primeval. Good show. Graphically, just violent.
Yeah.
There's just horrible stuff you don't want to see in it. And I'll be honest with you, it does not end well. But I was gripped to it. And if you're into, like... history and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, it's a docudrama, but just seeing, you know, what was going on in the state of Utah, how wild it is. And I get why the Mormons aren't big on it. I mean, they got the Mormons even fighting with each other. Then you got the U.S. government out there. You obviously have all the natives who are sick and tired of moving and moving and moving.
Sure.
Who are like, we're not moving anymore. So just kind of super interesting stuff. And good show. It's a limited series. I powered through it. But it's a good watch. You want to check that
What's
out.
What's that on?
That is on Netflix.
Okay, I've got that. I'm always glad when you go with Peacock. One of the ones that I have.
It's weird to me, you know, because as a country, generally speaking, nobody ever wants to revisit the dark days, you know, slavery in some states like didn't exist, right? Or moving the natives out, it never happened, right? But when you talk to an individual, if they were born broke, they are more than happy to show you, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. And you're like, it's history. It is okay. No one who is alive now is responsible for that, but that's how things get done. You know, so if you were born broke and make it big, you're like, dude, I grew up poor. And I want you to know that, and here I am now. But as the country goes, like, that didn't happen.
Correct.
We never did anything. I'm like, what?
I was talking about that's this so weekend weird. With some people. We were talking about watching, you know, History Channel and this and that. And it's like, look, it just is what it is. Like, the natives were here.
Yeah, show me one successful entity on this planet that does not have a dark history.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't get to the top without beating people along the way.
Right. And I would say it's also the same way I've learned from The Wire and, you know, sometimes people go on and on about this or that, and I always say the same thing. You know, like, who was the one detective? He would always say it. Like, look, just follow the money.
Always.
It's not that hard to figure out. Like, well, who's making money off? I know you got your theories. Who's making the money off it?
Who profits?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That is it.
In any scenario. It's not changed.
Right.
Who profits? There you go.
Let's see. You're going to have a bunch of Super Bowl commercials. Also, did anybody watch some of the opening night of the Super Bowl stuff last night?
No. I didn't even know it was on, no.
All right. So I got home. I watched a little bit of it. I will say, like, there's no real reason that people dislike the Chiefs now. It is kind of funny that they're like, we'll play the villain role. And everybody's like, they're not the villain. And it's like, right, but we don't have to go that far back. Remember, the Patriots were doing the same thing.
But with the Patriots, I felt like people like them less for various reasons. And the thing with the Chiefs, like, people are just tired of watching you win. Everybody wants to see a new winner, right? I think that is basically the beginning and end of what the conversation is. But, like, you guys don't have the personalities for people to hate you. You can be tired of hearing about Kelsey and what's-her-face, Travis, or whatever, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
But
if he was with Travis Scott, that would blow people's minds.
But it's only because you don't care and you're tired of hearing it. But they haven't done anything, right, to make you hate him. And you can be tired of hearing, Patrick Mahomes, but he hadn't done anything. Some of the teams that went down as villains, you had the players, when they did interviews, like, I'm going to beat your ass and rip your face off. And you're like, those are real. The Chiefs. We're just tired of them.
People think they are villains.
This is also just sports psychology 101, right? When you've been winning for a while,
people want to go down.
You got to find that extra thing to dig into and this and that.
Do you have a team that you don't want to come down and win it to on this one? I'm not sure that I do.
I just want a good game. That's all I'm hoping for. I don't want it to be a blowout either way because growing up in the D.C. area, it is just so ingrained in me to hate the Eagles. But, like, look, I like Saquon Barkley. I like Jalen Hurts. There's some guys
that get older and then they get players. I've never liked the Eagles. I'm like, it's just like you're saying. I'm like, well, you know, I like Jason Kelsey and I certainly like Saquon. Jalen Hurts seems like a guy. Like, there's nothing for me to hate.
To answer your question, Miles, I have no idea.
No, I'm right there with you. I don't know what to do.
I like Andy Reid more than I like Nick Sirianni.
I'm not sure how to watch this.
That would be the difference. Nick Sirianni.
He's a little bit of... Early this year, he was kind of a weirdo, I guess.
Nah, he's a whiny bitch.
He's not my kind of coach. I would leave it at that, to be polite about it. But you're right. I watched some of that stuff last night, and him and Andy Reid sitting there on stage together just couldn't look any different. And, like, people are there, but, like, Kelsey just went up and was like, yeah, we're coming back. Like, I got a coach with me and this and that. And just, there wasn't a lot of cheers. It was just, I don't know. Something about this Super Bowl just seems a little flat.
It does.
Kind of like the national title game a couple weeks ago. Like, there just doesn't seem to have that, like, buzz. And I get
it. It's a couple of the same people, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like this year, everybody's just more about, like, where are we partying? What are we eating?
Boom.
We're in New Orleans.
Right. Exactly. So get out there and enjoy it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. As you know from our shot, a Florida man in Dalmatian onesie outruns the troopers, the tasers, and two canine dogs. Meanwhile, a woman admits to killing her husband, but while sawing logs. Drug man outside of a Dreamgirls tries to eat officer's finger. A man thinks he could dodge a bullet after drinking tequila and doing a binger. And a man gets pulled over doing 70 on his rims.
Yeah.
It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Connecticut, where they don't hide their impairment well. Officers received a call about a driver rolling down the highway driving erratically. They managed to spot their suspect, who was doing his best to be inconspicuous as he rolled by officers. But the dead giveaway that he was their man, he was driving without one of his tires, throwing a trail of sparks and smoke behind him. He eventually stopped for officers who arrested him and charged him with DUI. To be fair, I've never had that where I'm driving on a rim, but I gotta imagine it makes a god-awful noise that you just can't ignore.
I would think you would know it.
But I've seen way too many videos of people driving up on somebody who's just got a trail of sparks behind their car.
And no idea.
They have no clue. Like, is the radio crazy loud? Does your car just make noises that you accept as just part of your car? But that'll get you pulled over every time. Another news from more erratic drivers. We find ourselves in Florida. We toasted this man earlier today. Officers found our reckless driver and attempted to pull him over, but he wasn't giving up that easily. No, no. He evaded officers until finally coming to a crashing stop. That's when he attempted to flee on foot. Pursuing officers got on him quick and tased him, bringing him to the ground and attempted to cuff him. Miraculously, the suspect struggled and wriggled free of the officer with one cuff around his wrist and made for the woods. Officers deployed canine units who chased him down to his home, and an arrest warrant was issued because the gal at the door says, "I don't want anybody coming home and finding my drugs."
I like that she admitted that.
She did.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I don't want you guys to come in because I have drugs in the house. I don't want to get arrested. But they didn't arrest her.
Did they really? I didn't notice that part.
They came back the next day and got him. They didn't bother to go in.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because they got an arrest warrant for him.
For him.
So therefore, they couldn't pin the drugs on her.
I mean, they could have because she admitted it.
Florida.
They just didn't, right?
Yeah, so maybe it's just weed.
Who knows? Well, he got busted for meth and a couple other high quality. But I mean, she was just like, look, I have drugs in the house.
Right.
So I prefer if you didn't come in. At that point, they don't have a warrant.
Right.
But I guess they decided, like, we know you're on drugs, lady. We just want him.
And I feel like if you say, don't come in, I've got drugs, you've got more than weed on you.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Anyway, an arrest warrant was issued, and they were able to bring the man into custody.
I know. Somebody goes, like, did you bring any drugs? Like, are you talking about edibles?
Yeah.
Don't call them drugs.
Right. Man, can
stop,
we not?
Man.
Jesus, dude.
That quit being drugs back in, like, 2018, okay?
Yeah, right? Like, say weed or edibles.
Right,
like,
come on.
You bringing any drugs? Like, oh, don't text me that.
Easy, man. But back to the reason why he was toasted earlier this evening. He did all this while wearing a Dalmatian onesie. Great choice of attire. Great choice of attire.
Maybe it gave him strength. Dude got tased. He wrestled with multiple cops.
He did.
He's half handcuffed and still got away.
He's got the strength of 101 Dalmatians.
Tell me.
Nice. Yeah. Somebody had to get it in there.
Thank you. Thank
you. Nice job, Corella.
Attaboy.
Was he driving a Cadillac DeVille?
That'd have been perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always loved that car.
It was a cool looking car, man.
Yeah,
man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
My mom had a DeVille sedan. That thing was great.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Those things lasted forever, man.
Oh, it's a hood classic, too, man. That 97.
God,
big bodied in the back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Over to Pennsylvania, where one man had a bad night. Police got a call about a drunken, disorderly man outside of a local exotic adult club, of all places. And they found their man in the parking lot. They arrested the man and got him into the car, but he didn't make it easy. Nah. When he was in the car, he stuck his head through the plexiglass partition and began shouting, "What? I don't know." Fearing that he would try and force his way through the partition, an officer tried to shove him back through the opening and into his seat. But our man was waiting for him. Oh, yes. He opened his mouth and bit down on the officer's thumb, forcing all of his weight back into the seat to cause the officer even more pain. Great idea. That was enough for another officer to stun the man with a taser until he released the thumb and was taken to jail. He's facing several charges. I love that move. Let him go. No.
Yeah.
I would think that would make him bite down harder, though. That would be my concern.
I don't know. When those muscles contract, if it pulls your mouth open, like you want to scream, but you can't make a sound, or I would not test it in that moment.
No, and I've seen plenty of videos where you know, officers in training are getting tased, and they will scream out in pain, so...
That might be it.
Obviously, your doesn't make it all... Open. Yeah, it doesn't make it all contract. So.
Maybe he didn't get his thumb out of his mouth.
All right.
Sorry about this.
Sorry, bud. Wild story out of Australia. A woman was taken to trial for the death of her husband. She was due to be charged with stabbing her husband in the middle of the night while he slept, but the charges against her have since been dropped and the case discontinued.
Hmm.
The discontinuance came on the heels of her counsel announcing that she would be using parasomnia as a defense. Parasomnia is a sleep disorder that can include sleepwalking and sleep terrors.
I have that. Bring it on, ladies.
And she had been released on bail so that she could undergo a sleep study with a licensed doctor issuing the court to see the results of her examination. And afterwards,
I went through a sleep study and I pulled out all the cables on my chest, getting up in the middle of the night and walking around.
And you had no idea that you did it?
No idea.
You can kill anyone you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Bring it on, ladies.
They're officially uninvited sleeping over at my house.
It's funny. At least they did a study on that. I read another story today. It was somewhere in the States. I don't remember where. But the coroner reversed the initial... Keep in mind, this is 10 years later. This woman's death was ruled a suicide. And the coroner reversed it because he said, well, she had 22 stab wounds.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Kind of like... I think this was murder.
That was 14 years ago.
Was it 14 years ago?
14 years ago.
That's dedication.
That's how long it took for them to do
that. Crime of passion.
I think you finally hired a new coroner that said, are you freaking kidding?
I think I know why, but...
Oh, I know why.
I know why, too.
Yeah. I just... Waking up the next morning to know that you stabbed your husband because you had sleep terrors and you were sleepwalking, that is... that's going to haunt her for the rest
of her life. It would haunt me because I'd be like, I married a dude. And I killed him.
How'd he get in here?
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Researchers at the University of Waterloo have stumbled upon something that could combat toxic industrial waste. The heavy metal chromium is an element that we see in two different forms. One that's actually a micronutrient that our body needs. And the other is a carcinogenic substance that is a byproduct of industrial processes.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic waste. Researchers have discovered that introducing a specially manufactured charcoal, which is basically they're burning vegetation without any oxygen in the atmosphere.
Okay.
And it creates this special kind of charcoal.
Huh.
Acts as a natural filter, combining with the toxic chromium, and it either completely absorbs the chemical altogether or transforms it into the first form, which is the nutrient.
That is actually very, very good news.
Isn't that amazing?
That is needed.
That was awesome. Men's Room Sports brought to you by our friends at Sports on What. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got NBA and college basketball, as well as the Kraken hosting here in Seattle, the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Download the Sports on What app to find where those sports are going to be on in your local listings and at what time. As far as your weather, the snow showers are expected to come back tonight with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 28. As far as tomorrow, we're expecting more of a winter mix as temperatures rise to a high of 37, so the snow's going to go away there. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Lovely Jolene has your shot of 5K a day on the Odyssey app up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.